We're learning Masech, the Steinis, the Afinala from the days. Gemara says, Amr Abir Be'aba ain't Tainis Tzibur B'Bavel al B'Tishabav Ovad. In Bavel, we don't have a Tainis Tzibur. Rashi says, L'ni Nisuri Chayme Tainis Amr Abir Milimilse. He said it in regard to the Chayme of the Tainis, that you have, that they eat me by Yain, and you're not allowed to eat at night, and there was also B'Nilas Asandol, it means other Renuyim. Also, Tishabav is the only time but they'd have a 24-hour tainus with all five inuit. Now, why is that true? Why is that in Bavel they don't have a tainus sibur? What's the difference Bavel and Eretz Yisrael? So the three shittas in the Rishayim. Tosfos says, "Pirishayim harbi geshamim." That a lot of rain in Bavel, so they didn't really have a problem with that serious geshamim. Rashi Yimsachim says that. "Ha'elvein tshichim legeshamim." They don't need rain. So Mamela, when would they have a tainus if the guys are on other things? That's what Rashi says in Sachem. Guys are Madafer Acher in Chaim Tainus Sibanayigbay. So the Ramban brings it, and Ramban here in the Chedushim on tainus doesn't have much Chedushim, but he has here, and he says, so what about other places in Chutz Laaretz? So the Chayyim, not so shver. I mean, the Meiri says he brings the Shita that way in a Chenami. The Gemara means Bavel Nafka, Bavel which has rain. Any other place in Chutz Laaretz which could have an Atzirus Kisham, you would have a tainus Sibur. But the Miri also says you could say, like we said by Shein Talamat Levracha, that Kol Chutz Laaretz is Gar Racha Bavel, and have the same dinim as Bavel, since in Bavel they don't have a tiny Sibur, so they don't have it in Chutz Laaretz altogether. Now the Kashan Ramban says, how about other tzaris? You know, the Taniyah is for other tzaris. So the Ramban says, you might answer me that when it's for other tzaris, you don't have a Chaim of a tiny Sibur even in Eretz Yisrael. But he says that's even worse. That's even harder to say. And he brings Kama Gemaris, which the Das Ramban is Muchach, that the Tainus that we're talking about for other Tzaris was a full Tainus Sibur, a 24-hour fast with the Heinuim. But the Rambam says klar, that even in Eretz Yisrael, the only time you have a Tainus Sibur with the 24 hours of the Heinuim is on Geshamet. This is Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Achi Yad Aleph. Kol Tainus Shagazin at Sibur B'chutz Laaretz, any tainus in Chutz Laaretz, you can eat at night, the dinus kashar tanius, she ain't gazer no atzi, but tainus going to Yom Kippur, elevates his soul bovad, uu biglach lamotar. So he says, the only time you have a tainus tibu, which is like Yom Kippur, meaning a 24-hour fast with the Heinuyim, is in Eretz Yisrael, and because of rain. So what's taka the reason? The Meiri says, because Gesham is chai olam azeder klal, shai tzoros is just the prat, and about the rayas the Ramban brings from the Gemara, the Meiri is matcha the rayas. But al kapanim, that's the first time of the Rishayim, because you don't need rain and bubble. I want about other tzoros. The most pashut shot is, the other tzoros, there is no din tainus sibur, azay shteit in Rambam, and the Meiri says, because Gesham is chai olam derech klal, everything else is derech prat. Fine. That's the first time. The Ramban brings the Ravid, a different time, that in Bavel they were very poor, so you can't ask the Malacha. They won't have enough money to live, so even you can't ask the days of Tanis and Malacha. They also, the ear was very poor, very unhealthy, and therefore they needed Rechitza and Sicha. It would have been very unhealthy for them not to have it, and needless a sandal. Kids, it's too hard on the Bnei Bavel because of the environment they live in, because of the poverty, because of the climate, to have a tainus sibur. And the Ramban says, well, what about Tashma Shemitah? And he says, Mishum like, look, but the Ramban doesn't like it. He said, Ram Chalushim Meim Bem Tam Vereach, is Loshin and Ramban. But that's the second time. Special din in Bavel because of the poverty and the poor climate. The Rav Yishayna, the Ramban, and the Ridvam, and the Rosh, and the Rav Yah, the Rosh brings the B'Shem, the Rav Yah, and the Ran, they say the reason is because you need Bezdin Smuchim. Bezdin has to be guys in the Tainus. So what type of Bezdin? Bezdin Smuchim. And actually, so the Smicha, and Bavel there's no Smicha. Also they bring from the Yishalmi, you need a Nasi, and actually, so there's a Nasi, and Bavel there's no Nasi. Now, the Chayyim should be an Afkamina team the Taimim, if in Eretz Yisrael today, or in the days after the Gemara, there would be so would you have the Taniyas Tzibur with all the Chaim of a Tanis Tzibur? According to Rashi and Taisus, you probably would. They never say anything about Smuchim or Nasi. They just say that Bavel doesn't need rain. Eretz Yisrael needs rain today just as much as it did then. Masha'en came if the Yisraelis need smuchim, need a nasi, so Eretz Yisrael today also doesn't have smuchim, doesn't have a nasi, and then you wouldn't do it. There's an interesting Birkei Yosef from the Chidah, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, in Siman Tavka Vayin Hei. He says he heard from the Ziknei Yir HaKadosh Yerushalayim and Chevron that there was an Atzirus Kesham in their days, and they did all the same, the Tainis Mamash like the Mishnah. The Gimel Rishaynes, and the Gimel Amtsayis, and the Zayin Achreynes, the whole thing. But he was very bothered. We don't have Smuchim today. Which could be they were naming on, like Rashi and Tosis. But I guess that was his Kasha. We have Rav Rishaynim. They don't have Smuchim today. Bring to Tshuva Salachas Ketanis, that says, Anan Shlichasayir Kavdina. We don't need Smuchim because sometimes we have the same Maile Smuchim. We're doing the Shlichas of the Smuchim. We have that Legabe Bezdin, Legabe certain things, that even if you would need a Bezdin of Smuchim, but with the Shlichas of the Bezdin of Smuchim in Chutzlars, and even today with the Shlichas of the Kamoi, is Mefalplu when you say Shlichas, when you don't. But the obvious question is, so what would be the difference in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutzlars? If the Yisrael of Chutzlars is because you don't have Smuchim, if there's a Din of Shlichas Ayur Kavdinan, so that should apply to Chutzlars as well. Lemaisa de Beki Yosef holds that we don't do the Seyed the Taniyais, because you don't have Smuchim, but he says that the Zakenim were made that they did it. And also Lach Sitanis holds the way. Also he brings the truth from the Ram Chaviv that way. And one of the Rayas they brought is that why would all these Dinim in the Mishnayis here, the whole Seder of the 13 Taniyais, is all brought not only in the Rambam, but also in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. If it's not negated, this man is there, why would they bring it? And he's infallible about it. The Shari Tshuva brings it. Shari Tshuva brings that the Neid of Yehuda, Chelek Aleph, Siman Laman Aleph, says that we're not noyig to do 13 taniyas today. We just do like one or two taniyas, and we try to daven a lot, we try to be misratzah b'tfilas v'sachanunim. But I looked at the tshuva from the Neid Yehuda that the Darke Tshuva brings, the Shari Tshuva brings down, and the one who wrote them was writing in the Satsiris Kishonim, let's do the 13 fasts, and he says that we don't. And he says that the reason is, he says the reason for it is because you only do the 13 fasts when that series started at the time of the Haskolas Van Geshamim. And here in Chutzlars, we don't know exactly when is that Haskolah of the Zman Geshamim. That's what he writes. So the Chayetz Hashtikl was Hashtikl pleaded to me. Why didn't he write better than the Chutzlars Stam? Even the Zman Gemara, we didn't do a Tainasi, we ain't Tainasi with Bavel, Ella Tisha Bavel Vand. And he knew the Rishayim, because we don't have Smuchim, and we don't have the Nasi. Why didn't he have to come on to his town, because we need the Zman Haskolas Geshamim? So I thought, maybe he's not discussing the same thing as the Birkei Yosef exactly. The Birkei Yosef is discussing whether he should make a tainus of 24 hours with all the Inuyim with an Issa Malacha. And he's not discussing that, otherwise he would have brought in the Sugya, Vein Tainus Tivu Bavel, right? Because the Birkei Yosef was discussing in Eretz Yisrael specifically. And that was a Shaila, maybe Eretz Yisrael, it's not Bavel. But that was his discussion. And I viewed this talking about the Chutzlaritz. I think he meant that even if you're not going to do it with the full chayim of the Taina Sibul, then maybe it's a din to do 13. To do 3, and then another 3, and then another 7. And even if you're not going to do the later 10 with the chayim of the Taina Sibul, but at least do 13. But then he says, no, there's no din to do 13, you do 1 or 2. But Al Kopanim, it's still a little bit unresolved. I mean, the Rebbe was discussing in Chutzlaritz where he says, they don't know the Zman Haskolas HaGeshamim. In Eretz Yisrael, we know the Zman is in Cheshvan. It's still not completely resolved. The Birkei Yosef brings Mekoris that even the Zman Hazeh we do the 13 Taniyas. So what about the Zman Hazeh? So I saw in the Mishnah Berurah Medrash Dirshu that he brings from the Chazainish that there's not so much a Sakana by Tzius Gesham Tein like it used to be because you can import the food. In the days of the Mishnah, if there's no food, there was no food. Today, you can import food, we import food. Of course, it's not pleasant when there's an Atzirus Geshamim, but it doesn't have that same degree of sakana. We're not really afraid of a tremendous famine. There's always agriculture going on in other places which could be imported. So that's why we don't do the Seder Taniyas today. And let's go right though. The Gemara brings Amr Abzeirah Mevunah Yachad Shekibol of Tainis Afilu Achav Ishasakal Alayla Lemachar Hu Mispal Tfilas Tainis. So first, an interesting Shail Nirishayim. Yachad's Mekabal Tainis, he ate the whole night. The next morning, he can Mispal Tfilas Tainis. What about Meiriv? There's a riff later, because the Gemara is Mashma, that you only start saying the Tfilas Tainis the next morning. It doesn't say that night he couldn't say the Tefillah Steinis. But the Rif, later on in the Perek, brings the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav Avramar, Afilu Yochet, Shagos Alatz Mitainis, Tzorch Haskemein Amorim, Veheichan Oimro, Amzei B'Shem Rav Avramar, Kalei L'Shamis V'Yayma. That it's like Lel Shabbos and Yayma, meaning that you say the Tefillah Steinis on Mayriv, Shachris, and Mincha. The Rif also brings the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Bavli Yosef, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Afkav Dalin, that says that by Tanis Tiber, Arvish Shachris and Mincha Mispalash Menesse, Vamimena Ma'ariv B'Shemei Tefillah. So the Rif concludes from this that you say Anenu by the Mayriv of the Tanis. So the Baal Amar says no. He says here it says, Mefurish Lamachar. Lamachar Mispal Tefillah's Tanis. So you see clearly you don't say Mayriv. What do we do with the Yerushalmi and the Bavli Gemara and Shabbos? They're talking about when the Tanis was also a Tanis by night. In other words, the Yerushalmi still meant a Yochel who's mekabel on himself a Tainis Sib is mekabel a 24-hour fast, then he just says an Einu by night. And also the Gemara in Shabbos could be talking about Tanias Tzibur, which you have a Tainis also by night. But the Rishayim argue in the Baal Amar, they hold like the Rif, the Melchamis is Mayrech Mezeb. He says even if the only Mesana by day, still, you could say the Tefillah is a Tainis, you could say a Neinu even by Mayriv, and they all bring it down, the Ran, and the Ridvam, and the Rosh. And Rashi says in Mefurish in Masech LeShabbos, that you see in the Gilyon HaShasir, B'Kivegam, he says that you see from them that Rashi wasn't Geris L'macher. So in Rashi, forget, the Gemara says the opposite. Yachar Shekibul Olav, Tainis, Afil Achav HaShasir Kol HaLayla, Hu Mispal Tefillah is Tainis. So you see, forget, the Gemara is going by night. But Lefiyahu Agiris Lamacha, also the Rishaynim say that it's not a raya because the Gemara says Lamacha to teach you the other din, that Lam B'Tanisai Lamacha Einim Espal Shal Tainis. Since it's teaching you the other din, right, it says that if he's Makabal Tainis, he eats and drinks an entire night, and then the next morning he says it's Tefillah Tainis, but if he's continues the Tainis into the next night and sleeps over with the Tainis, gets up the next morning, he hasn't eaten for the past 24 hours, but he can't be Kabbalah, he can't be Matinah. So that was Lamacher, because you don't have the Kabbalah. So this also says Lamacher. And they also say, interesting, that there's a bigger Chiddush, because let's say he was eating and drinking the entire night, by the time it comes the morning, he's very, very full, and he still says it's Tefillah Steinis. Mashengen at night, he didn't eat the whole day yet. He only had the morning meal. So he's a shtickle hungry. So maybe it's less of a chiddush than he could say the Tefillah Steinis. There's also a girsa of the Rach and the Rif and the Rambam, which that would also make it that it's not a raya. We'll discuss it soon. Balakabadim, we have this machlokes. The Baal Amar holds that you do not say Aneinu at night by Ma'ariv. He reads it from the Gemara. But Rashi in Shabbos, and the Melchamis, and the Ridva, and the Ran, and the Rosh, they all say that by Ma'ariv you do say the Tefillah Steinis. So the Igris Moshe, Chelik Alvesim and Kav Samaches explains the Svaris in the Machlekes. The Chakira, the Baal Amar holds, there is no Tainis at night. The night's not a Chelik of the Tainis. The Tainis starts by day. How could you say it feels Tainis by night? You're not fasting by night. But the other Rishaynim hold, no. The whole day is the day of Tainis. The Laila V'yayim is a Tainis. The eating, the Isra Achila starts by day. But the entire day is called the Yayim a Tainis. So, the Igris Moshe wants to say, he was asked to Shaila, when Shiva Asa B'Tamas comes out on a Sunday, could you get married on the Meitzer Shabbos of Shiva Asa B'Tamas? You see, I guess it's really only negated then, because normally, if Shiva Asa B'Tamas comes out on a weekday, so then you can get married the day before, just make sure that the chuppah takes place before Shkia. But let's say, if Shiva Asa B'Tamas comes out on a Sunday, so you can't get married before Shkia, it's Shabbos, right? So Shabbos couldn't get married before Shabbos. He says, La'isat Tzarech, you could. He's telling the Machlaikis, which is interesting, because I would think that the Baal Amar is a Das Yachid here, and the Gedolei Rishonim, the Rif, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Ridva, and the Rosh, they all argue, and Rashi, all argue on the Baal Amar. How could you be Mekel like the Baal Amar? But he says, because by a minig you could go after the Mekel. And he was claiming that maybe the Rishonim are only saying a Lagavi Tefillah Tainis, but Lagavi Avelus that would start when it's more nicker the Tainis. So maybe wants to make a Leis HaTzerech. I could hear Fakert. I could hear even the Baal Amar is masking that the Tainis will really start in the night. But he just holds you can't do a Tefillah Tainis if you're not Bepoel fasting. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Elicha Shlomo Bein Mitzar and Perek Gedal Siv Zayin holds that you can't be naked at all. It's Pashatim that the 3 weeks start by night. Al Kapanim, that's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara here is Mashma, like the Baal HaMor says, the Mayav you don't say it, but Rav Rishonim hold Mayav you do, and the Matcha, the Mashmayis of the Gemara. Now we have Taisus here, which says our Minig, the Bahag. The Bahag says that you don't say Aninu with Tefillah Shachris even. Not only don't say it by Ma'ariv, but you don't even say it by Shachris, it's not like Dina the Gemara, because maybe you'll be finding a Shachrim with Filosa, maybe you won't be able to finish the Tainis. Rashi really brings us to Masech L'Shabbos, Tafkav Talad, on the Gemara that says that you do the Tefillah Tainis and Arvis, Shachris and Mincha. He says that we don't do it by Arvis and even Shachris now, because maybe there'll be Aynis Chayli or Bulmas, and you'll have to eat, and then you'll be a Shachrim with Filosa. And as we know, the Shliach Tzibur does do the Aneinu, even by Shachris. The Rosh brings it down. It's brought in the brackets here from the Tur in the Taisis. And they say because it's impossible that at least some of the people in the Kol won't fast, and mainly won't be called a Shachrim because some of the people in the Kol could do it. I saw in the Bi'alacham, and then they'll bring it, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch Simon Tavkov Samachesiv Gimel, brings us behind, not to say an Einer by Shachris, because maybe you won't be able to fast, you'll be a Shachrim with Filosei, and a Shlich Tzibur could, because at least someone in the Kol will fast, and he won't be a Shachrim. So the Bi'alacha, Eifenart, Simon Tavkov, Samachesiv Gimel, he says, it says in Alacha that the Shlich Tzibur doesn't say an Einu unless there are 10 people in the Kol fasting. Why does it say... If you don't have 10 people, then you can't say Aneinu. There's like the Be'alacha Pashit. Lagabe saying Aneinu about having 10 people, as long as 10 people are planning on fasting, that's good enough. The problem is Shachar Mitfilase. Taisha says even Lagabe Shachar Mitfilase works as long as you are planning on fasting. But let's say we go like the Mahag, that no, comes at your Shachar Mitfilase. But Lagabe, the Ikach of Aneinu, as long as 10 people are intending to fast, you have a Chi of Aneinu. Shailas, what about Shachar Mitfilasei? So then, as long as some of them are going to fast, at least you're not a Shachar Mitfilasei. For that, for the Shachar Mitfilasei, you don't need 10 people. Hatesis and the Rosh, Simon Yitzayin, argue on the Bahag, and they say he's not called the Shachar, and he's planning on fasting. The Einus that happens, that doesn't make him, that at that time, it was a Tainus. And he means two Rayas. One Raya is a Tzibur that was Masan of the Ordu Gesham, and says, Kaidim Chatzais Eimesh Limit. The Tzibur that was the Masan of the Yerudu Gesham was before Chatzais Eim Hashlima. What do you mean? Avad, they said Tfilas Atainis like they were supposed to, and it says you can eat. What happened to Shachar Mitfilasei? And also from Lava Adam Tenisu Yupara. It says a person could go and not fast this day and pay back a different day. We'll see that sugya a little bit later. But what's the pshat? What happened to the Tfilas Atainis? So in Lava Adam Upara, Rendi Taisus says maybe it's told, and he didn't say the Tfilas Tainis. The Taz says because he was Chayshu Shun Vahag. He's afraid of that fullness. But on the Tzibur, it's a little bit more shmer. On the Yachid, you could say, he didn't say the Tfilas Tainis. And the Tzibur, why did the Shliach Tzibur say the Tfilas Tainis? And now if the whole Tzibur is going to eat, they're going to be a Shachar Mitfilasam. The Taz is a Meridik Eteretz. Says the Shachar isn't because you said V'yayim Sayim Tani Seinu when it ended up not being a Tainis. That's not the main point. The main point is because he said, "Anenu Hashem, Anenu b'yom sayim taniseinu." You were tailor the Hashem answering the tefillah in the fact that it's a tainus. If it's going to end up not being a tainus, your tefillah is not a tefillah. So my ridikazach, I think about it by mishaberachs. If the chazan says mishaberach, before that the guy will give staka, and he doesn't give staka, so then it's not going to be mishaberach. It's not a tefillah b'chlal. If you say Aneinu V'yayim Sani Seinu, even if you're Aynis and you didn't eat, Sinishkin Tvila B'chal, you don't have a Tainis, you want to be, you answered, because of the Tainis, you don't have a Tainis, Lamaisa. So that's why it's not a Shaila, the Tzibah that was answered already. So that's okay, that Tvila was answered already. Now they can eat, they don't need the Tainis anymore, they don't need the Tvila anymore. As I Tainis the Taz, I'm very thick of Teretz. Now, La'alacha, the min is like the Bahag, that a Yachid does not say Aneinu, only by Mincha. The Beiseis, it means the Kol, but it says an interesting chilek, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that when you have, let's say, a Tainis Yachid, a person's not fasting, he makes a fast, or you have even a Tainis Sibur, but an optional Tainis Sibur that the Kol decided to be Misanah, So then, if you don't fast, so kum days it wasn't a tainus. But if you have a tainus in the dalet soymis and a kviyas of the chachamim, that's called a tainus even if you don't fast. So mail is not a problem. Then you could say an enu, zak the kol by mayriv shachris and mincha, like the Rav Rishonim hold, because we're not afraid that you won't fast. It doesn't matter if you won't fast. It's called the same tainus even if you don't fast. That's how the Mechaba paskins, but the Ramah says that our minig is that even by the Dalet Tzaymis, we only say it by Mincha. Now, the Gemara, the way Rashi reads the Gemara goes like this. Yachet Shekibo of Tainis, Afilo Achav Eshasa Kalayel Lamachem Espal Tfilis Tainis. If he's Mechabal Tainis for one day, and the Tainis is going to start in the morning, even if he ate and drank all night, he could have a Tfilis Tainis, even though now he's saying that Tfilis Tainis Bekeris Malaya. Lon b'tanisay means if after he fasted he decided not to break the fast, he continued the fast into the night, slept overnight still fasting, he's waking up, he's already now fasting for 24 hours, ain't him mispal tefillas tainus, and the maskanah said the Gemara is because he wasn't mekabel. But the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, and the Rif in the back, and the Rambam, they had a different girsa. The girsa was like this, yachet shekibel of tainus beiz yom b'zeh hazeh. He's mekabel two consecutive days. Even though he ate and drank the night in between, Mispalat Filas Tainis, he still can Mispalat Filas Tainis on the second day. Lon B'Tanisa means he was only Mekabel one day. But on his own, he continued the fast, even if he included the night into the two-day fast. But still, since he was only Mekabel one day, so there's no Kabbalah for the second day, and Memela doesn't work, and he's not Mispalat Filas Tainis. So it's similar to Rashi, but Rashi is saying that he was Mekabel one day, Lamachi is Mispal Tfilas Tainis, and the next day, even if he fasted the whole night, he's not Mispal Tfilas Tainis. The Rif and the Ram is saying a drop different, that he's Mekabel 2 days. In other words, the Chiddush of the first Gemara is that when he's Mekabel 2 days, even though he's Mekabel 2 days with a Hefsek of a night in between with a Achil of a Shtia, it's still a good Kabbalah for both days. And Lamachir, he could do the Tfilas Tainis. Now the Rosh writes, what's the din if it's not consecutive days? What if the day before, let's say on Sunday, Mincha, he's Mekabel Tainis Monday and Thursday? Would that work? He's not sure. Is the Pshat in the Gemara that it's two consecutive days, and even though you didn't fast by night, but like the Igros Moshe says, the night is included in the Tainis, so it's considered a two-day fast, it's just they eat in the middle of night. L'chayr, that's the pshat. So that's the Rosh Hashanah. Is the pshat you can mekabel 2 days even if they're not consecutive? Well, they have to be consecutive, and the Gemara's chiddush is that eating and drink by night doesn't make it ois consecutive. The Ritva says that it does have to be consecutive. Just the Ritva later says it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, you can mekabel even earlier. We'll get to that days of Shem and after days of Manalef. But he's going like Shmuel. Like Shmuel, they have to mekabel the day before. So it worked for another day, assuming it's consecutive. And that's what the Ritva says. The Rosh is Mesubik. The Mordechai, it's Pashat the other way, that it works even if it's not Ritzufim.